Oh, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We just want to sit in your lap tonight. We just want to hear your heartbeat. We just want to sit in your heart. We just want to sit in your lap tonight. We just want to see your face. Lift your hands. Lift your heart. Lift your voice to the King of our heart. We just want to sit on your lap. Hear your heartbeat. I want to look into your eyes. See your face. Lift us up, oh God, by the grace of your Spirit. We want to go above where in this world we can't hear it. We just want to hear your heartbeat. To the sound of our love. We just want to hear your heartbeat. To the sound of our love. We lift up our song. The song. We ask you, Lord, please hear it. Oh, by your Holy Spirit. We just want to hear your heartbeat. We just want to hear your heartbeat. Oh, we worship you, oh God. Draw us close to your presence. Lord, we want to smell your very essence in this place. Holy Spirit of grace. We honor your place. Now multiply your grace. Oh, Father, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. Come on, just raise your hands and worship him. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. Oh, que la lava sobre amándole esto, brando le macasí. Chorase fontama. Let your wind blow across this place. Manifest your powerful grace. In your presence there's fullness of joy. At your right hand there's pleasures. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, come on, raise your hands up there and just worship Him right now. You know what it means when you raise your hands? It's not an act we do just religiously. It's like I read in Isaiah chapter 1 today. God's fed up with all our religious actions. Amen. He's tired of it. He's tired of what we call church. He's tired of what we do in church. He's just wanting to see our hearts. He's just wanting to see our hearts. Hallelujah. Come on up here, girl. You know you're not going to get away with that out singing. Come on up here. Do we got another microphone?
Right down here. Right down
here. Where's it at?
Right here in front.
Over here. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to worship God tonight. Amen. Praise God. Grab that microphone over there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. She gets up here and gets drunk. I'll tell you, the presence of the Lord is here. Hallelujah. I can't even get my guitar on. Oh no! How am I gonna play it? Hallelujah! Glory to God! Somebody's just worship God with us now. Just worship.
There
there's nothing left.
My love, it seems to you.
Oh,
oh,
oh. Oh, we worship you, Lord. I'm so in love with you. You're beautiful. So beautiful. I fix my eyes on you. You're beautiful. So beautiful. Well, I'm so in love. I'm so in love with you. You're beautiful. You're
so beautiful.
Well, I fix my eyes. I fix my eyes on you.
You're beautiful. So beautiful.
I'm so in love with you.
You're beautiful.
I fix my eyes on you.
You're beautiful, so beautiful.
With just one look, everything changes. I'm activated. I'll never be the same.
With just one look, everything changes.
I'm activated, and I'll never be the same.
With just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated, I'll never be the same. Just one look, and everything changes. I'm captivated, and I'll never be the same.
I'm so in love with you.
You're beautiful, so beautiful.
I fix my eyes on you.
You're beautiful, so beautiful. You're beautiful.
I'm so in love with you.
You're beautiful, so beautiful.
My eyes on you.
You're beautiful, so beautiful.
With just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated. I'll never be the same. With just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated. I'll never be the same. With just one look, everything changes. I'm captivated. I'll never be the same. With just one, everything changes. I'm captivated. I'll never be the same. I'll never be the same, Lord.
I'll never be the same.
Let your eyes of fire pierce me this hour. Lord, fill us with your spirit. Hear our song in this hour. Fill us with your power. Lord, we're captivated.
We're captivated.
With just one look into your eyes, a flaming fire. We are consumed this hour. Oh, with just one look, Lord, we are captivated.
We are captivated.
Just one look, Lord,
we just one
look. We are captivated.
Just one look in the eyes of fire. With just one look in those eyes of fire. With just one look in those eyes of fire. With just one look in those eyes of fire. It's just one look in those eyes. Fire. With just one look in those eyes of fire. With just one look in those eyes of fire. Oh, with just one look in those eyes of fire. We are undone. With just one look in those eyes of fire. We are fascinated. Just one look in those eyes of fire. It's just one look in those eyes of fire. It's just one look in those eyes. Fire. We gaze. And set us ablaze, you set us ablaze. As we gaze, and you gaze, you gaze. All consuming fire, fill us up again.
Causes our world to disappear when we look into your eyes, knowing you're looking back at us. Knowing you're looking back at us.
You're looking back at us.
you glaze into ours.
You're looking back at us.
We know the love that comes from within. It confirms what you're seeing. You're seeing your son. We look into the mirror. We see the Son of God. We look into his eyes and go into places where feet have never shod. We know that deep inside those eyes, eternity is always there to cry. It cries out, come, come into the deep. Enter within my soul. Wake from your sleep. It's in my eyes you see eternity. My eyes fire. It's your desire.
It's your desire. Pulling us in to a deeper fire where feet haven't gone. It's your desire. Pulling us in to a deeper fire. Feet haven't gone. It's your desire pulling us in to a deep fire where feet haven't gone.
Pull us up now.
Take us up, take us up.
Pull us up by your power.
Take us up, take us up.
Beyond the veil. Your house.
Take us up, take us up.
Coming boldly to the place of your grace.
Take us up.
Seated in heaven, we will smile.
Take us up.
Seated at the right hand of God for a while.
In the hope.
Drinking from the river of your throne.
In the holy place.
Making your glory be known.
We're in the holy place.
Beyond the veil of life.
We're in the holy place.
Entering into eternity. Life.
We're in the holy place.
Looking into your eyes of fire.
We're in the holy place.
Into the eyes of eternity.
We're in the holy place.
The secret place is calling you now.
Come to the holy place.
It's already yours, come and bow.
In the holy place.
Look into my eyes and I will look into yours.
In the holy place.
Deep explore heaven on earth.
In the holy place.
Come up high, I cry.
To the holy place.
Come up and sit with me and have a new birth.
Holy place.
I invite you to come there tonight.
In the holy place.
It's there we'll put the devil to flight.
In the holy place.
seated in heaven, knowing he's under our feet.
In the holy place,
all principalities and powers have been under defeat.
In the holy place,
you say, how can I come when I live down here?
To the holy place,
I say, look into my eyes and do not fear.
We're in the holy place.
Look into my eyes and do not fear.
This is a holy place. We're in the holy place. Holy place. Where secrets and love just spills and spills in the holy place. Sit down next to me behind the veil. Take your seat next to me. Just me and you and you and me. It's not loud. It's just you and me and me and you. It's a holy place.
We worship you, Lord. They're all around. Your angels are all around. Oh, Lord, take us. Take us deeper. Let us repair the altar. We are standing on holy ground. I Sora bon robo gestana la massa e di gestana. E l'ombron d'ombra stiri gaston bassa. After this, I had a vision of an open door to heaven. And I heard a trumpet like a voice that had spoken to me saying, come up here and I'll show you what must happen afterwards. In that moment, I was caught up in the spirit. A throne was there in heaven, and on that throne sat the one whose appearance sparkled like jasper. And around that throne, a halo as brilliant as emeralds. Surrounding the throne were the 24 other thrones with 24 elders. God's saying tonight, come up higher. Come up higher. You know, I read the scripture this morning, and I think we just kind of pass by it sometimes because it's such a harsh scripture. But I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it to you in a different translation. Maybe we can see it a little different. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord says, when you come to appear before me, you're always asking me for what you want. You trample down my courts and you bring me useless offerings. Sometimes incense is of abomination. You celebrate your festivals. You spread out your hands to see what you can partake of. I've come to the point that I just close my eyes. I'll tell you, God's trying to get a hold of us in this hour like never before. He's trying to get us to come up to a higher place like never before. He's trying to get us to walk into a realm of the Spirit that we've not walked in before. It's like the river. The Bible says that Joshua passed by and the Lord said, you haven't been here yet. God always wants to give us different opportunities to get closer to Him. Can you say amen? I shared with you this morning out of 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And in 2 Chronicles 20, 20, that's what the Lord told me. He gave me that scripture for 2020. And it tells us that if we trust in the Lord and believe His prophets, we'll prosper. And so I thought, like everybody else did, you know, that's a glorious message. We're all going to prosper. Hallelujah. And when 2020 hit and this pandemic hit and all this stuff happened, the virus from China came against our nation. I was saying, Lord, what is going on? And the Lord said, you must understand 2 Chronicles chapter 20. You don't read the first part of the verse, and the first part of the verse is that they went into the wilderness. Sometimes I forget who said it this morning, but it was so profound. I believe it was one of the pastors that said this morning, you know, we always are believing to get through the trial, but sometimes are not willing to go in it. Amen. And I think when we understand 2 Chronicles 20:20, and it starts out by saying, go to the wilderness, I think sometimes in that wilderness we have to get a hold of God. And there's no other answer but to get a hold of God. I know my wife and I, God began to speak to us about the spirit of mammon. and how to break the spirit of mammon off our life. And he began to speak to us about things in our lives and the financial realm. And he began to deal with our hearts about breaking off the spirit of poverty. And those that are in this church know that this is a prosperous church. This is a, you know, the apostle of this church. I call him an apostle. He was my pastor. And he birthed this church in success. Everything, everything out of the man's life, out of his mouth was prosperity. Everything out of his mouth was the goodness of God. You never hear a bad word come out of that man's mouth. But in 2020, the Bible says, go to the wilderness, and there, that wilderness, the name of the wilderness was Tekoa, which means trumpet. And sometimes we've got to go through some situations in our lives to be able to hear the trumpet, because most of us are not listening for the trumpet. Most of us are not listening for the sound that's roaring from heaven. Are y'all with me? And if we're not listening for it, we won't hear it. And sometimes we're not listening because we're so caught up in life and so caught up in what we're doing in life and so caught up in our own little world that sometimes we've got to go into a wilderness to find out that in that wilderness God will be. And so God began to deal with our heart about the spirit of mammon. And I remember, it was a few months right before the pandemic. That anyway, we began to deal with our heart almost a year early, but we began to really get the revelation around that time. And right when that pandemic hit, how many know that the number one thing the devil did was attack the finances? Amen. The Lord showed me two spirits that came with this pandemic. Number one was the spirit of the serpent. And how many know that the WHO, which is the WHO, their symbol is a serpent going up a pole? It's always a symbol of pharma or big pharma. It's a symbol of medication. Are y'all with me? And how many know that the Bible tells us that sometimes, Paul said it this way in Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. He said, "Oh, foolish Galatians, who's bewitched you?" The word bewitched there means who has cursed you with the same curse of pharma. It's like when you take a medicine and you think you're healed, but really it's doing nothing but covering up the real problem. And so when this pandemic hit, the Lord spoke to me two spirits. He said, first of all, the spirit that's coming is the spirit of pharmakeia, which is a spirit that is witchcraft that's going to try to deceive and destroy and kill us. And the second spirit was the spirit of the scorpion. And that spirit, the spirit of the scorpion, if you look in Deuteronomy chapter 6, in chapter 8, where it talks about how God has given us power to get wealth and establish his covenant. Right after that, it said, "But I will take you into a place where the scorpions bite." And so the scorpion in the context, in my opinion, is the spirit of poverty that came against us when this pandemic hit. So those two spirits came against us in the church. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "But you must understand, according to Luke chapter 10, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions." And so what the Lord is saying to us, I believe, is there's a trumpet sounding in Tekoa. There's a trumpet sounding in the wilderness. There's a trumpet sounding in the midst of this pandemic. There's a trumpet sounding in the midst of our problems, in the midst of our trials and our tribulations and our circumstances that look like they're all against us. There's a trumpet that's sounding, that's saying, "Prepare, prepare, wake up. Up, church, because it's time to come out of this circumstance. It's time to come out of this wilderness. It's time to what? Come into the Father's lap." Because right there in Deuteronomy, or in 2 Chronicles 20:20, it tells us the same exact context. And it says, now go to the wilderness there in Tekoa. Go there where you're going to be able to hear the trumpet sound. Sometimes I think we got to get rid of ourselves to be able to hear God. Are y'all with me? I mean, sometimes we need to just rend ourselves of ourselves and who we are and what we want and how we want it and what we think we should have and what we think we gain or what we think we should. We have the priority or the prerogative of having what we want. And sometimes we need to just forget about what we want and we need to just see what He wants. Come on, somebody, y'all with me. And I'll tell you, the only place you're going to find that is in that place where it's difficult. It's in that place where the Bible says, don't think it's strange in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, the fiery trial which has come to try you and test you. But it doesn't say it come to try you or test you. It come to test your faith. And your faith is pure as gold. It can't be burnt. It can't falter. It can't fall. Praise God. And when you understand that, then the Bible tells us in James chapter 1, beloved, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, because you know that the trying of your faith will work the endurance and the perseverance and the patience that you need to get through the wilderness, to get to the other side, to get to the promised land that God has already established for you. That promised land is what God has prepared for us. But sometimes we got to get through the wilderness to get to it. Are y'all with me? 2 Chronicles chapter 18, right before we get to chapter 20, verse 20, you see that Jehoshaphat was a king that was honored by God. He had abundance. He was blessed with riches. He was blessed with greatness. He was blessed with abundance, the Bible says. But he almost lost it all, because he aligned himself with this situation and with the circumstances that came with this thing. Are y'all with me? I'm not going to align myself with this pandemic. I'm not going to bow. I'm not going to give my heart over to everybody that tells and takes control. Are y'all with me? I'm going to stand up against this situation and say, greater is he that is in me than he that's in this world. And see, he was blowing that trumpet and he was sounding that alarm. But that trumpet, Pastor Richard, wasn't saying, it's time to fight. No, it was saying, it's time to come to the Father's lap. Whew. The only place you find safety in the time of the wilderness is in the lap of the Father. That's why we were singing what we were singing. Come up. Come up higher. Come up higher. You know, the context of when he says, trust in the Lord. The word trust, the word faith, have faith in God. Have faith in Jehovah. The word faith there, it means to cry. It means to climb up into the Father's lap and hear his heartbeat. It means to climb up into total confidence and trust in God, that no matter what's happening around us, there is a river that makes glad the city of God inside of every believer. And that river is inside of you to give you joy, to enable you to get through every trial, tribulation, every circumstance the enemy brings against you. The Bible tells us in Psalms 46, there is a river. It makes glad the city of God, the dwelling place of the Most High God, the tabernacles of God, the city of our God. That river is a river that comes from the throne room of God. That river comes from the throne room of God, and it comes right down inside of you. And if you can believe in whatever circumstance you're in, that river will begin to flow. It will not be just a stream. It will not just be a sprinkle. It'll be a flood, because out of your belly, like a flood, the Lord's going to raise a standard against against the enemy and that greater one's inside of you. The power that resurrected Jesus is inside of you. And God is saying, when you get to the end of yourself, you only have one answer, and that's to cry out to God Almighty. It's to say, God, I can't make it without you. Diane, come up here. The anointing of God just came on me. Raise your hands up there and just receive right where you're at. The power of God's going to hit you. I heard the Lord say, I brought you to the end of yourself. And when you realized there was no other way out, the only way was to begin to shout and begin to declare the goodness of our God. I caused my glory to manifest unto your life, and I raised you from the dead. And now, says the Lord, I will use you to raise others from the dead. It shall be. Michelle, come up here, come up here. Come up here, come up here. Stand right there. The anointing of God's coming on me right now. I'm going to switch up if I can get this the mic that's here. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God. Praise you, Father God. Amen. Hallelujah. Raise your hands up here. Honey, come up here with me. Come up here with me. Denise, you too. You too. Come on up here. Praise God. Ha. Manda histohura nafeti kalajion pota. Unless Zion travail, the enemy will continue to prevail. Unless Zion travail, the enemy will prevail. The Lord says, I've raised you up to raise my church, to pray. I've called you this day. Don't sway. The anointing upon you is the anointing upon your mom. The same spirit of prayer that she would wake up in the morning hour and you'd hear her screaming and crying and weeping and birthing out of power. That spirit's on you. Teach my people to pray, to travail and birth in revival this day. For I'm raising you up to raise up a people that will begin to travail. There's a lost art in my church. This lost art is travail. I'm bringing it back so that my church will prevail. The gates of hell will not prevail. Groanings and weepings are coming, are birthing over my church in this hour. So know I've raised you up to bring this power. Don't be afraid of their faces, because they don't understand your graces. Don't be afraid of their faces. They don't know where you've been in those places. And the anointing's on you too. The anointing of intercession. You must pursue
a woman of prayer. I've lifted you up to be. So it's time that my church began to be set free. The spirit of prayer I birthed you in. In the nations, they need what you have within. When you lay your hands on her, the two will become one. In the spirit, you will kiss the Son. Lay your hands on. Oh, Rababa Sahata la 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 Bohusaha. Oh, Bresede Liliman Rabadush Dembrada la Basoba. Lay your hands on her also. Because after travail comes, then the spirit of laughter shows up. Because laughter is the victory that shows the enemies under our feet. Oh, Rasadala Mandra Babasu. Oh, Rabasanda Lala Banda Basu Bundo Bredeshki. Vrabadam Rosigedi. Now here it comes. Here it comes again. It's flowing from within. That anointing's on you too. The same spirit that's on your pastor. You must begin to pursue. Come up here, come up here. One of you two, come up here, come up here. Spirit of prayer's on you. Come up here, come up here, come up here. Spirit of prayer's on you. It's gonna birth. It's gonna birth. Lay your hands right on her belly. Release it, honey. Lay your hands on her. Release it, release it. It's gonna birth. It's gonna birth. It's gonna birth. It's gonna birth. Go ahead, go ahead. Just pray, just pray, just pray. Si androbo sobra nandra deshte. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sora nambro di klepa sunda babala la basu yinaha. It's gonna birth, it's gonna birth, it's gonna birth. Now! Siandolo la la marrossini di le maini. Ha. Brother right there with in your hands like this. Come up here, come up here. Stand right here, stand right here. Stand right here, stand right here. I heard this scripture come to me. It says, he said to his servant, go up and look out to the sea. Another translation says he said to the lad. Another translation says he said to the younger man. Go out and look at what you see. I want you to see something here, because he wasn't just saying go out and look at what you see. He was saying go out and look at the sea. Because the depth comes from within. The Lord showed me this, and he said, Elijah called on the 450 prophets of Baal. And the 450 prophets of Baal, they tried everything to get their God to send the fire, but guess what? He couldn't, because he's not a God. Are y'all with me? But the Bible tells us that he called on them, and he said, go ahead. Where's your God? It's not working. Maybe he's in the bathroom, you know. Maybe he's out to lunch. And then he laughed a little, I believe. He said, but now prepare me an altar. And on that altar, he took and he built a brand new altar, because see, they were worshiping on an altar that didn't work. So he said, we need to build another altar. We need to repair the altar of God. What God is saying to the church in this day, it's time to repair the altar of God. But this is how he did it. He took water and he filled up the pots and he poured it onto the altar. That's the craziest thing to do. But when you understand that a cloud can only come when rain falls. And so the whole context of that scripture was that the fire of God fell upon the altar that he repaired and the altar that he built. And when he put that altar, and all of a sudden the fire causes the vapors of God. And the vapors, the Bible tells us in James chapter 4, our life is but a vapor. And what that's really saying is that the faith that you live, the just live by faith. So therefore, what was rising to the throne of God was the faith that was coming from Elijah, because he was willing to repair the altar. And so he repaired the altar, and the fire fell and the vapors began to rise, and immediately he rose up and he went to the next generation and said, I've repaired the altar. I have brought the fire down. Now it's time for you to go up and tell me. Tell me, what do you see? What do you see? And he come back and he said, I don't see anything. He said, go up again. Go seven times and tell me, what do you see? And he came back this time and he said, I see a cloud. See, when the fire falls on the altar, it creates a vapor that comes off of that fire and comes off of that sacrifice. And the Bible tells us that the sacrifice of bulls and rams, if they're not mingled with oil and with perfume, they're not pleasing to God. And praise is worship, and worship is that perfume and that oil of gladness. It's that anointing that you put on a sacrifice. And God says, I'm not going to receive any false fire. I don't want stinky smells. I don't want smells in the church that come off of dead bodies. I don't want smells that are not coming from the perfumated presence of my glory. And so he said that, he basically said that that cloud that formed was the hand of God. You don't think Elijah knew that there was a cloud coming? He knew there was a cloud coming because the fire had fallen on the sacrifice. The anointing that's on your life has been a sacrifice. The Lord told me that the things you've been through in life have been a sacrifice. And what God is about to do in your life is he's about to have the fire of God fall on you. And you're about to experience the fire of God like you've never experienced before. Because the vapors are going to create a cloud of abundance. I see money falling all over you. I don't know what that means. Riches, abundance, the anointing of the prophet you have pursued. The Lord says, tonight, son, I'm sending you up the mountain to tell me what you see. What do you see? If you see the man's hand, then you'll follow. You'll follow. And the glory of the Lord will come upon you. And my presence will stand. The call of God upon your life is someday to pastor. And the Lord has already begun to train you in that anointing. The Lord said, you'll lead many into my presence. Because of the anointing that has arisen upon you. Raise your hands up there and just begin to worship God. Lou, come here. Raise your hands up there. Honey, come up here with me. Lately, your eyes have been on heaven. Your eyes have been afar. The Lord says, I understand that which is in your heart. But God says, daughter, I have so much more to impart. The gifts and callings of God are without repentance. The anointing upon your life will still bring an essence of my glory to this house. I'm stirring up the gift of God that's inside of you to teach. I know you say, I don't want to do those kinds of things. But we need the anointing of a mother. To be upon these young ladies. It's a new day, says the Lord. I'm going to raise you up to minister to these younger generations. Because you've been through so much. You've seen my hand move in so many ways. That now, says the Lord, you're looking into my eyes. There you glaze. Touch her, honey. I heard the Lord say, sweet sleep to his beloved. You will no longer have a struggle to sleep. You'll sleep in peace. Touch your hips. We release the anointing. Here comes now. Here comes now. Raise your hands and worship him. Come up here. Morgan, is it Morgan? Come up here. Honey, come up here, the two of you. My wife had a vision this morning. Not a vision, but she just had a word from the Lord that she was to lay hands on you. And my sister also. And she had a word, honey. Give the word, whatever that is, here. Here, give the word that you had in your spirit. Go ahead. You don't need the microphone, she says. All right. Boldness. Come up here. Some of you young ladies, come up here. Come up here. Come up here. Come up here. Any of the young ladies in the church, come up here. I believe we're living in the days of Elijah. I was going to preach on this tonight, but sometimes I don't get to. In the days of Elijah, the Bible tells us in Malachi, the last chapter of the Old Testament, the Lord is going to turn the hearts of the fathers back to their children and the children back to their fathers. And when we was up here, I saw my wife laying hands on all the young ladies here tonight. And releasing into this generation a fresh anointing. Go ahead, honey. Go ahead. Whatever you got in your spirit. There goes. Somebody's being healed right now in their lower back. They came here with so much pain in their lower back. The healing power of God's flowing right now. Whoever that is, stand up. Stand up. You'll see it's going to leave you immediately. There goes, there goes. Sile alandrobo sobria. Is that you? In the lower back? She just wants prayer. Come up here, honey. Come up here. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Somebody stand behind her right there. The power of God's falling on you right now. Raise your hands up there. I saw the anointing coming on your lower back. There's the power of God right there. Take it now. Take it now. The power of God's on you right now. In Jesus' name. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. There goes, there goes, there goes. There goes, there goes. In Jesus' name. That's it, 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 that's it. That's the anointing. That's the anointing. You're healed right now of that in Jesus' name. Go ahead, just lay your hands on and release it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Raise your hands up there and just begin to worship God. Sandro, nombre de Pesique. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. There's the anointing right there. There's the anointing right there. Here comes, here comes. Bring over here. Over here, honey. Come over here. Come over here. Come over here. Lay your hands on them. Release. There's things happening in the realm of the spirit. Freedom. 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 Spirit of fear. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break your stronghold off of this young lady's life. In Jesus' name, go! Raise your hands up there and just begin to worship God. The spirit of fear is the doorway to many other spirits, and they have no place in your life in the name of Jesus. No place. Come up here, honey. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. go ahead and minister to her. Raise your hands up, Abraham. Receive. There's hallelujah. I go to pray for him, and I can't. It's my responsibility. The Lord told me to tell her to do it. Amen. Come on over here, Joy. Come over here. Stand over here. Amen. Somebody's being healed in their right wrist right now as we're standing, as we're worshiping God. Someone's being healed in their right wrist. Whoever that is, the power of God's here. Is that you, Gail? Stand up. No, I thought you went like this. Is that you? Stand up. Stand up, Derek. Come down here. Come down here. I'll tell you, Derek, I remember back in the days when the anointing would hit you so strong you couldn't even stand. I'm believing God that it's going to come back on you. The lightnings of God are going to come back on you again. That wrist is healed in Jesus' name. It's already gone. Pain's gone. Pain's gone. Yeah, now there's the anointing there. There's the anointing. I release it from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Fire!
Yeah, baby.
Jeremiah, come up here and touch him. Come up here and touch him. Come up here and touch him. The fire of God's falling on him. Fire! Woo! Brosohura nambre defi. There it goes. Both of you get it. Hallelujah. Come up here. Gail, come up here. The anointing God. You're not ready to get up yet. Come here, you two. Come over here, the anointing God. I want to minister to my prophets. Come here, Jeremiah. Raise your hands, all three of you. This is my prophets right here. She's a prophet. That's why I called her up here. The fire of God is going to come upon your ministries. It's going to be a wind of God's presence. There it goes right there. 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 Fire! Fire. Woo! Yeah, there it goes. There it goes. Get some of that's good. Jack, get drunk in the Holy Ghost. You say, what's going on? It's the anointing of the Son. Stand up and drink some of this. Come here, sweetheart. Come here. Come here. Come up here. Come up here. Come here. Raise your hands up there. Touch her right now. Touch her, touch her, touch her. That's the anointing. See? That's the anointing. Fresh anointing. Blow. Somebody's being healed. I had this word this morning, but I got it again. Somebody's being healed in their right knee. They have pain in that right knee. Stand up. That's you. You were healed this morning, weren't you? If that's you, stand up, because the healing anointing's here for a right knee. That's what I saw in the spirit. Who is that? Who is that? Been having pain in your right knee. Hallelujah. Who is that? I'm going to wait on the Lord. Where you at? Come up here, brother. Come up here. Patrick, come on up here. I'll tell you, everybody, give her more, Lord. Give her more. Raise your hands up there and close your eyes. Right knee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I speak. There goes right there. There goes right there. In the name of Jesus, I command this right knee to be completely restored. Now. Restored. Now. In the name of Jesus. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. Now I'm going to do something I saw myself doing. And you get ready, just receive. That's the anointing hitting that knee. Move that knee around now. You'll see it's gone. It used to pop out. It used to come out of place. Now it's back in place. Not going to come out of place anymore. And the headaches you've been getting, in the name of Jesus, go! In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, glory. She gonna get drunk. Come up here and drink with me. Come up here and drink with me. Where's my sis? Come up here, Denise. My sister, she's a drunk. She knows how to drink. Go ahead and drink with her. Go ahead and drink with her. Hallelujah. Joy, joy, joy. Stand up, get some of this joy. Joy, joy, joy. Spirit of joy, come upon him. Come down here. Joy, joy, joy. See, if the Bible, Damon, come down here and drink with me. Joy, joy, joy. He that sits in heaven laughs. Stand up. Stand up. He that sits in heaven laughs. He that sits in heaven laughs. Shh. The joy of the Lord. Shh. He that sits in heaven laughs. He that sits in heaven laughs. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Woohoo. Stand here. I had a word for you earlier. Raise your hands up there. I seen you coming into another level of the anointing in this house. Another level. Favor has been birthed inside of your life. And God is about to take you into another level of the anointing. The prophetic teaching anointing that you flow in is a prophetic teaching anointing that was on your apostle and friend. It's on you. When you open your mouth, it doesn't come from you. It comes from within. Revelation knowledge flows from you just like it did through Pastor Jim. It's been transferred. And now you're going another level. A double portion. Another level and double portion. Come up here. Come up here. Stand over here. It's time to get drunk. It's time to drink. Drink until we can't think. See, we talked about going into heaven. We talked about going up high. We talked about going into the eyes of Jesus. It's where His throne abides. And there you sit at the right hand. And here you now stand. He that sits in heaven laughs. 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 So go ahead and laugh down here. He that sits in heaven laughs. Because we are full of cheer. Stand up. He that sits in heaven laughs as you come near. You'll be so drunk you won't be able to come near. You've been praying and asking God, Lord, there's a change coming now. And you've been crying out to God and saying, Lord, show me what I am to do and how. The Lord says He's going to open up the heavens where He sends you to go. And there He will begin to show the anointing upon your life. You're a Father Nash. An intercessor with an anointing to pray. So don't sway. Stand up, you two. You two right here. Come here, sir. I call him sir. I'm the sir. Raise your hands up there. Favor. God has given you a spirit of favor. Favor with people that other people don't get favor with. The Bible says your gift will make room for you and put you before mighty men. The Lord said, son, I've given you favor with some mighty men of God. I've given you favor with people that others would like to know. But I've given you the ability to know. I've placed a mantle on your life. That's the mantle upon David. Favor with God will always bring favor with man. And the Lord said, son, get ready, because the nations I have placed in your hand. And the ministry God's called you to will not be sent by man. No man called you. No man purposed you. No church. No pastor. I called you. I raised you up. I anointed you. Now be obedient and eat the fat of the land. The apostolic calling to establish works is upon you. It's not to stay in one place. It's to go to many graces. And it's time I'm shaking the nest, pulling out the sticks, and saying it's time to fly. When you stand up on the peak of the mountain and you open your wings, the wind of my spirit will call you to sing. Stand up, sweetheart. Ha, ha, ha. Raise your hands up there. The anointing of God is coming over your shoulders right now. I saw a healing coming over your shoulders. There'll be no more pain in this back. In Jesus' name. Raise your hands up and worship. Brother, stand up. Stand up, pastor. Stand up. I call you a pastor even though you're an evangelist. Come down here. Come down here. The anointing of the evangelist is upon your life very strong. You'll get many people saved. Raise your hands up there and just close your eyes. A fresh anointing. You know what God's getting ready to do in the church? He's about to break the walls down. And we're about to hit the streets like we've never hit before. The anointing upon your life is to take teams out into the streets and preach the gospel. At our church, they go every week out into the streets. They get people saved continually. Last week, they had 25 people saved. 25. In one day. I'll tell you, the anointing's on evangelism right now. And if the church can wake up to it, we're going to see a great move of God in the streets. This anointing's on you, the Lord told me. And he wants you to stir it up. When I first got born again, I went to Rhema Bible Training Center. And after I left Rhema Bible Training Center, I went to New York City and I preached in the streets of New York for 4 months. We'd go out into Harlem, we'd go out into Brooklyn, we'd go out into places where most people wouldn't go. And at that time, back in the 1980s, New York City was not a very safe place. I had guns pulled on me, knives pulled on me. But I'll tell you what God's doing. He's doing this in you. And he's going to release you into the streets. And teams of ministry are going to finally leave these walls. It's been prophesied over you before. It's been spoken over you before. And the Lord said, now it's time. There's nothing like it. That anointing strong. In the name of Jesus, I release it now, Father. Now here comes, here comes, here comes, here comes. I release it now in Jesus' name. Here comes again in the name of Jesus. There goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes, there goes. Come here, come here. Come here. The anointing of the evangelist is on you too. Come up here. Not only is the anointing of evangelism to get people saved, but you have a healing anointing upon you. The healing anointing was released through many ministries. And that healing anointing is very strong. God told me that it will be like a T.L. Osborne type of anointing. And that the anointing of evangelism will open opportunities and doorways into the realm of the Spirit. And I see people coming out of wheelchairs. I see people coming out of crutches and being healed supernaturally. The anointing of God. Stand up. He's not ready to get up yet. Stand up. The anointing's going to hit you again. Give him more, Lord. I believe we're coming into times where we're going to experience the glory like we've never experienced before. You know, he's frozen right now. He's like just frozen. I've seen times. I had a time, one time my sister was there. And I was at a Kenneth Hagin camp meeting. And I'll never forget it. I was sitting there, and we were worshiping the Lord. That's it. And all of a sudden, I started shaking. And then, Pastor Richard, I froze. I froze. For at least, it was at least 2 hours. I froze. They had already went through the praise and worship, all the preaching. And they were taking up an offering. I was still standing there. And I was like, Lord, what is this, you know? And all of a sudden, lightning hit me and threw me back. And I fell out in the power of God and I woke up. But I froze. And I didn't know what happened. Everybody sitting beside me thought, well, what happened? What happened? I don't know. I couldn't explain it. But it was for a good 2 hours. I was frozen, just frozen. About, I don't know, 6 years later, I was preaching in a church down in Brazil. And I really wasn't supposed to preach in the church. They invited me over there to preach at the last minute. And so I said, yeah, I'll go, you know, because we were doing a conference. And when I did my conferences, I never preached in churches because I always tried to bring unity. And so it's the first time I really went to a church. And so I got to the church and I'm walking there and the pastor looks at me and I mean, he just turns white. I mean, just as pale as you can believe. And I looked and I said, you okay? He said, I know you. I said, I don't think so. He said, yeah, I know you. I said, well, how do you know me? He says, well, he said, 6 years ago, on such and such date, at such and such time, he said, you walked into the back of my church. He said, you walked in the back of my church, and as you walked forward into my church, everybody in the place fell out in the power of God and began to laugh. He said, you went to the pulpit, you stood behind the pulpit, and you just stood there. And then he said, you left. And I realized it was that time when I was frozen. I mean, God wants to take us deeper. The Apostle Paul was frozen. The Apostle Paul didn't know. He went to heaven. He had experiences like this. In the Old Testament, I mean, in the New Testament church, they saw angels all the time. I was preaching down in the church not too long ago. And I'll never forget it. The Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, the angels are here. And we were worshiping God. And I was in the front row just worshiping. My hands were raised. I was just worshiping God. And I'll never forget it. I'm just standing there worshiping God. And all of a sudden, it was as if somebody walked up to me and did this, Damon. Blew in my ear. I'm like, who blew in my ear? I'm looking around thinking somebody around me blew in my ear, you know. And so I thought, well, there's nobody around me. There wasn't anybody near. So I kept on worshiping God. About that time, blew on the other ear. I'm like, Lord, what's going on? He says, my angels are passing by. Hallelujah. And so I stood there and I worshiped God again. All of a sudden, blew another time. In the other ear. I'm like, Lord, what's going on? And about that time, blew in the other ear. Four times, blew in both ears. Well, I got up to take the pulpit. I said, Lord, what are you doing? He said, I want to pray for the sick. He said, but I want you to send your angels out. I said, all right. They're here. And so I got up and I said, the angels of God are here, see. Amen. We had them here tonight. And so I'm standing there. The angels of God are there. We could sense the presence of God's glory in the place. And some guy stands up and he says, Brother Brad, could you do something for me? I said, what's that? He said, my neighbor has a baby in her womb that has been struck with that Zika virus, and her brain is swelling in the mother's womb. And basically, the doctors said there's nothing they can do. Nothing. They said if the baby's born, she'll be born half dead. If she's born, she'll be dead. There's just not a thing we can do. And he said, most likely she'll die in the womb. So I'll never forget it. I'm standing there. And I said, yeah, I'll pray. And I don't usually do that, but I just felt that I was supposed to. And so I said, stand up, you and your wife, stand up. And so they stood up and they were standing in the middle of the aisle. And all of a sudden I went to pray for them. The Lord said, don't pray for them. I said, well, what do you want me to do? He said, send your angels. He said, send the angels out. See, I believe I'm speaking some of these things prophetically for this young generation, because I believe there's a generation rising right now that if they don't see and hear some of these things, they won't get it. They won't get it. I remember when Dad Hagin used to sit down and share stories. Dear Lord, I'd sit there saying, I don't care about being a teacher. I want what he has. Amen. And so I remember I said, Lord, I said, what do you want me to do? He said, send your angels. And so I said, all right. And I said, angels of God, go! And when I did, you could feel the wind go like this. And the two of them flew back and fell out in the power of God. And so I didn't, you know, I didn't think anything about it. Just continued to pray for the sick. We had miracles, all kinds of things happening. And then all of a sudden, about a year and a half later, I get a text from this man. And he says, Brother Brad, can I send you something? I said, what's that? He said, I'm going to send you a picture of a beautiful little baby girl that was born, and it's the same one we prayed for. She's totally, totally healed. The doctors don't even know what happened. They just know that she's healed. Her brain went down. Everything was completely healed. And this baby is absolutely gorgeous. See, church, we need to go deeper. If I can do anything tonight, it's to provoke you. Amen. Provoke you to good works. Provoke you to deeper things. That's what Kenneth Hagin used to do, and I used to sit in his meetings, and I'd just get provoked. I'd just sit there and hear the stories and the things that he flowed in, and how he went to heaven, how he went to hell, how he experienced all the different experiences. And I'd just sit there and I'd think, oh, I want that. I want that. I want that. And church, I believe with all my heart, God's telling us to go up the mountain. Because there's an abundance of supply coming. There's a move of God's Spirit like never before. We're going to go into the realm of the Spirit like never before. We're going to hear things, see things, smell things. I know meetings I've been in at times where all of a sudden you smell roses. You smell rain. Heaven wants to visit earth. And I believe we need to press in more and more. Amen. More and more. And get hungry for those kinds of things to happen in our midst. Hallelujah. Well, I'll tell you, we've had church. Praise God. We've had church. I like what brother, we had church. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to thank all the upper room guys and girls coming down. Amen. That's a long trip. Amen. I got to make it tonight too. Amen. Praise God. We appreciate you guys. I believe God's raising up this new generation to show some of us old folks what's going on. Amen. I really believe every generation should be a double portion and a greater glory. And as I said this morning, the only way it won't be is if we line up ourselves with Ahab. And as a millennial generation, I encourage you, stay away from Baal worship. Stay away from trying to be like everybody else in this culture. Forget about it. You don't need it. It's a Baal worship that's destroying this next generation. Some of you went to universities and colleges, and you know they try to convince you and philosophize you and tell you things that you can't believe in God in this day. We have a preacher down in Brazil. My wife tells the story, but we have a preacher down in Brazil that's a well-known preacher. He preaches, has his own church, well over 4,000 or 5,000 people, isn't it? It's huge. It's big. It's a big ministry. And you know what he's come out now? He's come out and he says that we have to accurately, how do you say that? We need to update the Bible. Because culture has changed. Oh, dear God. That's a generation aligning with Ahab. And we can't do that. Amen. I said it this morning, and I'll close with this. And then I'll release him. Amen. Amen. I had a guy one time fell out on the floor. The Lord told me, glue him to the floor. And so he glued to the floor. And they had three big ushers try to get him up off the floor, and they fell out and glued to the floor. No one could get him off the floor. And so I went back to the office of the pastor. We're just sitting there talking and getting ready to close out everything because it was a week-long meeting, you know. And so I'm getting ready to close everything out. And all of a sudden, a knock comes on the door, and it's one of the ushers. And he said, Brother Brad, could you please come release this guy? He's still glued to the floor, and we can't pick him up. And so I went out there, and I touched him, and I said, Lord, release him. And he got right up. I believe we need some signs and wonders. Amen. We need miracles and signs and wonders like never before. That was a part of my message tonight, Acts chapter 4, where it talks about, behold their threatenings. Amen. And grant unto us, your servants, boldness. Somebody come up here and we release him in Jesus' name. Father, I release him right now in the name of Jesus. Yeah, there it goes right there. He's gone. Maybe not releasing him, huh? Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't God good? Yes. Say with me, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Say it again, the Lord is good. And his mercy endures forever. Praise God. Amen. Pastor, come on up.
Can you say something about your t-shirts?
Oh, I forgot about them. We have some t-shirts back on the table back there. Black and white, they're t-shirts that we bring them for our mission. We bring them to help us with what we're doing overseas and here in the States. So go back there and pick them up. They're $25, yes? $20? I think it's 25. That's what I think we did there up there in Oklahoma. $25 back there. You got some white ones and black ones. And it's basically a t-shirt the Lord gave me for the beginning of this year. And it was Glory Tour 2020. So wear that knowing that, bless God, in the midst of this mandemic, we're coming out in the glory. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Are you blessed? Praise God. Let's give God an offering of praise. Amen. For all that he's done today. Amen. I want to give you an opportunity to invest right now into the ministry of Brother Brad and Sister Rosa Maria. As they take the gospel all over the world. You have the offering buckets there. So plant and be a blessing to them. Amen. And get the t-shirt as well. Amen. Amen. Thank you, brother. Thank you, sister, man. It was an awesome day of God's presence. Amen. We will not be the same as a church body. I believe that. Every opportunity we come together, we have an opportunity to grow higher in him. And we had that opportunity today. Amen. Stand with me. Praise God. Father, we thank you for this night, Lord God. We thank you for your presence. Lord, we ask that that presence will not just be something that we had in this room, but we take that very presence with us as we go to work, as we go to the grocery stores, wherever we go, Lord God. Let your abiding presence go with us, Lord God, that we will be light shining in the darkness, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. And now we seal your people with the name and the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach. We decree and declare everything that their hands touch prospers, Lord God, that they come short in no good thing, but they abound in every good work, Father, and every charitable donation, Father. We decree and declare, Father God, your blessings are upon your people, Lord God, and whom you have blessed, Father, none can curse, Father. We rejoice and we celebrate you for victory. For victory, and we thank you, Lord God. This is our season, and we choose to walk in it, Father God. You are blessed. Go with God. Amen.